Yeah, they do a lot of damage.
Oh my goodness, alive! They just tear building all the pieces. They haven't never built one. I don't reckon yet it would stand a heavy cyclone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't reckon they've ever built one because that wind is in a whirl, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The nearest I ever come to getting in one that I know anything about, we were fishing on the Wistacoochee River one time, and we were going to spend the night out there. We're camping out, a bunch of us, fishing. And come up an awful rain. And the cloud was funny, and Papa said, "Boys, that's a cyclone."
"Now I'll tell you what to do."
Says, "Now I'll tell you what to do. If it comes on in here, it may miss us, but if it comes in here, you get out there." We had our cars parked out there, and had us a regular campground fixture, you know, and big fire built up around it. He says, "You get a hold of your hope that you can hold around and lay just as flat on the ground as you can lay and hold of that. Lock your arms around it. Maybe you can hold to it. And if it's a small one, why, it doesn't usually blow down or tear up too many real small trees like that, oak like that, if you could lock your arms around it." But that passed just beyond us, about 200 or 300 yards. West of us. We got up the next morning, that river looked like I don't know what. There wasn't no chance to go fishing. And we walked off down there and looked, and it had just twisted those big cypress and oaks and everything, just twisted them limbs off, and that swamp looked like it had been wrecked, sure enough. That was pretty rough looking. Papa said, "Well, boys, we were lucky. We were.
But
just missed us, so. That's as near as I was ever in one that I know anything about."
The winds really blow hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, here in there, we have what we call March winds.
Mm-hmm.
And now that wind will get right out of the east most of the time.
And now,
it's not necessarily always, but lots of times it will. Now, this March, my neighbor down here had 3 acres of squash planted out here. I had to hoe them. So I went out there to, thought I'd help him. Him and his wife was out there hoeing, and the wind was blowing. Oh, my goodness alive. Just a regular dust storm.
Mm-hmm.
And we come out of there that afternoon, we looked like three little niggers.
Just covered, huh?
I could take a wet rag and wipe in my ear. And it looked like smut on their old motor. So they both laughed about it. When they got in the bathtub that night and got under the shower clothes, that I couldn't believe there was that much dirt on me. I said, "Well, I couldn't either when I got in the bathtub, got under the shower. Boy, it just pulled off of you in black streaks, you know, all over you. Lord.
Looks like Al Jolson with the white eyes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like two fried eggs in the mud hole."
All right,
ask your question.
Okay. If it's raining, but not raining very hard, you know, just a few fine drops coming down, what would you call that?
Just a shower.
Okay. What might you call the heavy mist that you might come off a pond in the morning?
The what?
The heavy, you know, the white mist that comes off ponds.
Oh, that's the vapor that's rising from.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
Is there a name for that stuff?
It's vapor. That's all we ever called it.
Okay. Did you ever call it fog or anything?
Oh, there's a fog. Yeah. Oh, yes, we have what we call fog. But now you're talking about. I thought you said it coming off the pond.
Mm-hmm.